Skios by Michael Frayn. Read by Martin Jarvis. Chapter 1. I just want to say a big thank you to our distinguished guest, said Nicky Hook, for making this evening such a fascinating and wonderful occasion, and one that I'm sure none of us here will ever forget. She stopped and read the sentence aloud again to herself, then deleted fascinating and wonderful, and inserted unique and special, which sounded a little bit more, well, unique and special. A little bit more Mrs. Fred Toppler, in fact, which was what counted, because it was, after all, Mrs. Fred Toppler, not Nicky, who was going to be so grateful and find it all so extraordinary. Nicky was merely Mrs. Fred Toppler's PA. She provided the thoughts for Mrs. Toppler to think, but in the end it was Mrs. Toppler who had to think them. Outside the windows of Nicky's office, the tumbling gardens and hillsides of the Fred Toppler Foundation were vivid in the blaze of the Mediterranean afternoon. Cascades of well-watered bougainvillea and plumbago challenged the saturated blue of the sky. The fishermen's cottages along the waterfront and the caiques rocking at anchor on the dazzle of the sea were as blinding white and as heavenly blue as the Greek flag stirring lethargically on the flagpost. Nicky, though, looking out at it all as she composed Mrs. Toppler's thoughts for her, was as discreetly cool as the air conditioning. Her discreetly blonded hair was unruffled, her white shirt and blue skirt a discreet echo of the Greek whites and blues outside, her expression pleasantly but discreetly open to the world. She was discreetly British.